Good to see everybody in the house of the Lord this morning. Let's stand and sing. There's going to be a meeting in the air. How many's looking forward to that meeting in the air? Well, you have heard of little Moses in the bulrush. You have heard of fearless Dave and his sling. You have heard the story told of dreaming Joseph and of Jonah, and well, you often sing. There are many, many others through the Bible. I should like to meet them all, I do declare. By and by, the Lord will surely let us meet them at that meeting in the air. And there is going to be a meeting in the air in that sweet, sweet by and by. I am going to meet you over there in that home beyond the sky. Oh, some sing you will hear, never heard by morning, will be glorious, I do declare. And God's own Son, He will be the leading one at that meeting in the air. Many things will there be missing in that meeting, for the mourner's bench will have no place at all. There will never be a sermon preached to sinners, for the sinner had refused to heed the call. There will be no mourning over wayward loved ones. There will be no lonely nights or pleading prayers. All our burdens and our anguish will be lifted at that meeting in the air. There is going to be a meeting in the air in that sweet, sweet by and by. I am going to meet you over there in that home beyond the sky. Oh, such singing you will hear, never heard by morning, will be glorious, I do declare. And God's own Son, He will be the leading one at that meeting in the air. Then the doubters will be missing altogether. All the skeptics will be absent on that day. There will be no grumblers present to disturb us, and the Achans will be busy far away. Then the saints will have a seal upon their foreheads, dressed in raiment, numbered, ransomed, one can wear. All who have the wedding garment will be present at that meeting in the air. And there is going to be a meeting in the air in that sweet, sweet by and by. I am going to meet you over there in that home beyond the sky. Such singing you will hear, never heard by morning, will be glorious, I do declare. And God's own Son, He will be the leading one at that meeting in the air. And there is going to be a meeting in the air in that sweet, sweet by and by. I am going to meet you over there in that home beyond the sky. A such singing you will hear, never heard by morning, will be glorious, I do declare. And God's own Son, He will be the leading one at that meeting in the air. Oh, let's praise Him this morning. Hallelujah.
I've seen God's people pray by a hospital bed. I've seen them struggling for their daily bread. I've seen them standing at the grave of one who left us too young. And I've heard them crying out for their wayward son. I've seen the righteous forsaken. I've seen them with tears. Oh, I've seen them with their hearts breaking. I've seen them tested. I've seen them with their faith shaken. But I've never, never seen the righteous forsaken. I've seen them when it looked like there was no help in sight. I've seen them when it seemed like life was nothing but night. Oh, but in the eyes of heaven, something else was going on. They may have been all by themselves, but they were never alone. Oh, I have never, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. I've seen them with tears. Oh, I've seen them with their hearts breaking. I've seen them tested. No help in sight. I've seen them when it seemed like life was nothing but night. Oh, but in the eyes of heaven, something else was going on. They may have been all by themselves, but they were never alone. Oh, I've never seen the righteous forsaken.
Thank you. Amen. How many would like to hear them sing some more of that? Amen. But just not just watching them sing it. Why don't we jump in there and sing it with them? Amen. Praise the Lord. Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord.
This is the day that the Lord has made. You ought to be shouting.
This morning, church, let's worship him. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your name, O Lord. Glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. The Lord is good to us. God is good. All the time, God is good. Praise the Lord. Brother Mike, come here for a second. I need you to stand in for Brother Ag Newsom. Sister May texted me a little bit ago, and I guess he had a fall the other day and busted up some ribs and really needing prayer this morning. Amen. Maybe somebody else you'd like to be anointed with oil and prayed for while the Spirit of the Lord is here right now. Amen. But we're going to pray for Brother Ag and Sister May this morning. Believe the Lord would just help him. Some of you brothers, come pray with me this morning. Let's believe the Lord to touch his body. Amen. How many know the Lord's not limited by distance? Amen. I'm glad we're able to get a hold of the Lord and touch the Lord on behalf of Brother Ag this morning. Amen. Somebody else needs prayer? Amen. Let's go to the Lord this morning. Praise God.
Jesus is all that really matters. Then your life will never be the same. There is only one way to touch him. Just be Jesus is all only one way to touch him. Just believe when you call on his name. Touching Jesus is all that matters. Then your life will never be the same. There is only one way to touch him. Just believe when you call.
Have healing, cleansing,
Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious blood stains were made there just for me. For all my sins, my sickness, and my pain. When I need healing, I claim those precious blood stains. To Calvary as I do, for there a healing cleansing stream still flows with peace that only His redeemed can know.
I claim the
blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Sickness and my pain. When I need healing, I claim those precious blood stains.
I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary.
Those precious blood stains were made there just for me. For all my sins, my sickness and my pain. When I need healing, I claim those precious blood stains. I have a source of strength when I am weak that takes me through when life is pressing me. I have of power from above. I'm covered over by a shield of love.
I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious blood stains were made there just for me.
Shed on Calvary. Those precious blood stains were made there just for me. For all my sins, my sickness, and my pain. When I need healing, I claim those precious blood stains. Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious blood stains were made there just for me. For all my sins, my sickness, and my pain. When I need healing, I claim those precious blood stains.
I claim the blood
Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious blood stains were made there just for me. For all my sins, my sickness, and my pain. know how others make it through when they never go to Calvary as I do, for there a healing, cleansing stream still flows with peace that only His redeemed can know.
I claim the blood Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious blood stains were made there just for me. For all my sins, my sickness and my pain, when I need healing, I claim those precious blood stains.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you're grateful for the presence of the Lord, let's love Him right now, church.
Yes.
Just love Him right now. Glory, glory, glory. Whether you're in your pew or at this altar this morning, why don't we just take a moment and love the Lord. Thank Him for His faithfulness. Thank Him for healing. Glory, thank Him for another year.
We
love you, Lord. Glory to God.
Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious blood stains were made there just for me. For all my sins, my sickness and my pain, when I need healing, I claim those precious blood stains.
Hallelujah. Amen. Why don't you take a couple moments, turn around, shake a neighbor's hand. Amen. Step across the aisle. Step a few rows back. Amen. Maybe there's someone you haven't got to talk to in a while. Just shake their hand and love them in the Lord today. Good to be home. Thank you. Amen. She's an awesome person. Amen. Well, if you love the Lord, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Good to see each and every one in the house of the Lord today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Feels like revival's already started. What about you?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I appreciate the Spirit of the Lord and God's mercy. Amen. Good to be back in the warm, sunny South. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Good to see everybody survived and able to be in God's house. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's not what they crack it up to be, is it? All that snow. Amen. Amen. But we had a wonderful revival, Brother David Webb's church. And we left Friday night, and they're still rolling and shouting, and had a wonderful service last night and today. But amen. We were grateful for the opportunity to go be in revival there in Kentucky. And appreciated Brother Kelly taking care of the services here last weekend and the good reports from those services. And glad God had His hand upon your life and protected you through this week. And as we start this new year, this first Sunday, amen, we just dedicate it to the Lord. Give it to the Lord. Amen. And seek after God's will for our lives. And just wonderful, wonderful to see each and every one of you in God's house. Just a moment, we're going to receive our tithes and offerings. And that's always an important thing every Sunday. Amen. But always the beginning of the year, just starting out the year right and just honoring the Lord and giving to the Lord. And maybe those of you that maybe hit a snag or just got sidetracked, it's always a great time just to get refocused and committed to the word of the Lord and honor the Lord. And how many know God's going to bless you in return? Amen. And matter of fact, if you don't do it, the Bible teaches us that we're cursed with a curse. And I've said it many times, but sometimes we blame the devil, and I don't think it's the devil at all. Sometimes we're just under the curse of God, because the Bible's clear, and I don't want God's curse on my life. I want the favor of God. Amen. I want the blessings of God. And have to realize that's not always easy to quantify financially, but what's peace worth in the world in which we live? Amen. What's joy worth in a world full of sadness and despair? What about your children and grandchildren saved and serving God and walking in the fear of the Lord? Amen. Those are the blessings of the Lord, aren't they? Amen. And in His presence is fullness of joy. So, amen. Let's give today as unto the Lord. God bless you for your faithfulness to the house of the Lord. Deacons, if you would help me this morning as we wait upon the congregation for their tithes, their offerings. Amen. Many of you do pay online, as I do. And I was sitting in Kentucky the other day and got the receipt because it's automatically done on the first. I love it being the first thing every month. Just coming out and honoring the Lord. And used to, you'd have to write a check and wait till you got to church. But now, just with online giving, January the 1st, New Year's Day, there's the receipt. And give to the Lord what is rightfully His. And I know many of you do that online. And God bless you for your faithfulness there. And if you're new to the church and you're unaware that that is possible, it only takes you probably 2 or 3 minutes to get it set up. And just go to holychurchofgod.org and click on the give section, and it takes care of it from there. And as a pastor, let me strongly encourage you just to do the recurring. Amen. Just to do the recurring. Keep the blessings of the Lord flowing in your life. Amen. Not that you wouldn't, but just let me give that audacious plug right there. All right. Amen. Amen. Let's give today as unto the Lord. Brother Johnny Sykes, lead us to the Lord in prayer. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to remind you about a few things while they're receiving our tithes and offerings. That is, next Sunday we start revival. Next Sunday, Brother Doug and Sister Gail Webb will be with us. And we'll be starting, he'll probably be here Sunday morning, but Lord willing, we're starting Sunday night. And then he'll be preaching through Thursday night. And then Friday night is the wild game dinner. And so if you have not got your tickets for that, men, make sure you get those today. And Brother Doug Webb will be preaching at the Wild Dinner on Friday night, all right? And then he's going to stay over that second Sunday with us all day long. So we're going to have a wonderful time, and that starts next Sunday. And so if you want to participate in contributing toward the basket, the welcome basket toward the evangelist, see Sister Marcia. If you want to take care of helping in the meals, we usually just give the evangelist gift cards and things of that nature. So if you want to contribute or take them out for a meal, see Sister Allison Holcomb, if you would, and I appreciate them taking care of that. But we also want to be fasting and praying this week, getting ready for revival. So we've done this in the past. I'm just going to go day by day and ask you if you would commit part of the day or the entire day toward fasting as we get ready for revival. And if you're able to do so, then that's just a commitment between you and the Lord. But I encourage you to be praying, spend time praying every day, but also, how many knows that fasting breaks certain chains that cannot be broken any other way? So I encourage you to fast. And so whichever day that you'd like this week, amen, just as I go down through the days, you just kind of lift your hand and make that vow between you and the Lord. So how about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, if anybody would like to fast on next Lord's Day as well. Amen. God bless you for that, and look forward to revival and just getting ready to see what the Lord has in store for us. Amen. Also today after service, Sister Gina will have your tithing statements available, the 2017 giving statements. Those are available, so after service you can receive those in the lobby. And Sister Anita Miles needs to meet with the Heritage Monday evening crew that is cooking the meals. If you're on the Monday team, she needs to meet with you at 5:15. And also, just the last few months, something kind of in my heart that I wanted to do, and that is that we're going to move one of the Heritage meals to Sunday afternoon right after this service, and not just to feed the college students, but also because first-time guests. Sometimes I have a hard time finding time right after service to get with them. And so we're going to be using that as an opportunity for some of the leadership of the church to meet with and eat with the first time guest and invite them to the fellowship hall and just Let them get to know how great we are around here, that we're not snake handlers, and we're not weird. We're normal. We're Bible-based. And so that's kind of what that meal is going to be all about. So there are some opportunities if you want to cook on Sunday, all right, and be right after the morning worship service. You need to be in that meeting today at 5:15 as well. So if you want to get on the team, or if you want to find out more information in any way, see Sister Anita, but be in that meeting today at 5:15. All right? Amen. Brother Mark, come get on the piano for a second. Stand with me. We're going to read from Psalms chapter number 119. And I'm going to tell you what I'm going to preach about, and then we're going to do a little something different, and then I'm going to come back and preach. All right? But one thought, say conviction or purpose that I've had in my heart the last few months is in 2018 as a pastor to be more intentional about the discipleship program, or making disciples for the Lord, and not just coming to the sanctuary and just hoping folks get it. But I realize you can't make anybody do anything they don't want to do. It's got to be in their heart. I understand that. But just to give them the ability, the structure to be more discipled in following after the Lord. Sometimes I feel like as a preacher, all I'm doing is condemning others or cursing the darkness, but I'm not really giving any alternatives. And so I don't want to be guilty of that. I want to stand for truth, but I also want to give opportunity for folks that want to grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord. Amen. So Psalms chapter number 119, as you're turning there, we've got a first-time guest with us today, Corinne. Good to have her in the house of the Lord. Let's let her know we're glad to have her today. Amen. God bless. Amen. Amen. But Psalms chapter number 119, amen. I'm not going to preach everything I've studied today. I feel like the Lord has come by in a special way. Amen. But I do want to kind of abbreviate, and just so you understand my title real clearly, I want to talk to you about the importance of reading and studying the Bible. That's really powerful, isn't it? I mean, that's really, if you see that, you're probably, oh, that's why I got you standing, because I don't want you to go to sleep when I give you the title right there. But can I tell you, there is a renewed desire inside of me to make sure our folks are reading and studying the Bible. You would be surprised as a preacher that when you get up to preach, how many people have never read the textbook that week? How many teachers do I have today? If you're an older teacher, you know the students, if they never read their algebra textbook, and some of them don't probably, right? It'd be kind of hard, wouldn't it? Sometimes we're trying to, Lord, I want to get closer to you. I want to know more about you. And we're never reading the textbook. We're never opening up the book to find out what God says. Brother Austin, do people really go to church and never read the Bible? At least that's what the statistics say. I don't know. Maybe not around here. All right. Psalms chapter number 119, the importance of studying and reading the Bible. Verse number 1. Blessed are they, blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Amen. God bless you. You're seated in the presence of the Lord. The importance of reading and studying the Bible. The importance of it. Reading and studying the Bible. So this year I ordered a Bible reading calendar for everybody in the church. All right? Everybody in the church. And this Bible reading program we want to go through, it will be part of a Sunday school emphasis that we have, But I don't want to just leave it at the Sunday school level. I want all of us. I want all of us reading God's word together. I realize you might have your program. You might have your routine that you go through. But this Bible reading calendar, if you'll follow it, will take you through the Old Testament once. It'll take you through the New Testament twice. It'll take you through Psalms twice and Proverbs 12 times. Inside of this Bible reading program is also two things I want you to pay attention to, and that is my goals for 2018. It's on the second page. What are your goals for this year? What do you really want God to do for your family, for our church? What's some things you're praying about? What are some goals that you have? And so my goals for 2018, in the back of the book, second page from the back, is answers to prayers. It's a prayer journal. And so not only is this your Bible reading calendar, but this is also your prayer journal. And so as you get done reading the word of the Lord and you spend time just reflecting and meditating on God's word and allowing God to speak to you, open up to your prayer journal and begin to pray over those things that you're requesting from God. And as you get those answers to prayer, then write them down in your journal. And then as you come back later on and you're praising God for what he's done, it increases your faith, increases your knowledge of God's word for other folks. Now, I realize today is January the 7th. There was a little bit of a delay in getting these shipped to the church due to inclement weather, if you've heard about that in the country. But I'm going to give you to the end of January to get caught up, all right? So you got about a month to get caught up. But throughout the Sunday school program, if you're on target in some of the Sunday school levels, there's going to be things going on throughout the year. But at the end of the year, if you've used this to read your Bible through and you've done this Bible reading calendar, two things I want to give to you. Number one is a certificate of completion, but number two is a gift card. And it'll be either Cracker Barrel for the older folks or Amazon for the younger folks. At least I've been told that would work. Now, I hope so, all right? So if you're interested in a Cracker Barrel or Amazon gift card, you say, preacher, you shouldn't have to pay anybody to read the word of the Lord. I understand that. I got you. Come talk to me. And I've tried to encourage folks to do it in other ways as well. So, amen, I want to give you a little bit of an incentive. So on the last Sunday of this year, we're going to celebrate those that have read the Bible through. According to this program, not just reading the Bible through, but according to this reading calendar. So I've got four men. I want you to play some music, Brother Mark. If you're interested, all right, if you're going to do it, I want you to lift your hand. They're going to give one to you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Play that music, Brother Mark. There's one for every person. You don't have to take one per family. One for every person. Everybody get one that wanted one. Amen. If you're offended that I offered a gift card and you don't want that, is there anybody that could use an extra Cracker Barrel gift card or an extra? All right, so if you're offended that I offered that, just give it to somebody. I promise you there's somebody that won't be offended by that, and they'll use it. I know Brother Otis would. I know he's a Cracker Barrel regular. And I got three young folks in my house, so I know Amazon is the kind of like Google. It's taken over the world, all right? Three things I want to talk to you about the Word of the Lord, and I'm going to be done and out of your way. Three things about the Word of the Lord that we really need to understand about God's Word. And I realize I just put a shiny new toy in your hands, and I look at it, man. I see our name on the front there. I want them to be dog-eared and wore out come springtime, all right? And you're a little bit behind, you're 6 days behind, but some of you, if you're already reading your Bible through, you're not that far behind, all right? So you could get caught up this afternoon by church tonight. But according to the Word of the Lord, why'd everybody laugh at that? I didn't think that was that funny. But anyway, according to the Word of the Lord, we must appreciate the values. We've got to appreciate the values of the Word of God. The values of the Word of the Lord. Keep your Bible open to Psalms chapter number 119. Just the values of the Word of the Lord. Look at chapter 119 and verse number 72. The Bible said, "The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver." Listen to what the psalmist declares. Because at the beginning of the year, everybody's got their mind made up. Raises are coming out. I was at church this week. Somebody talked about getting a raise and things of that nature. People are looking at retirement accounts, and the stock market is, you know, Dow's 25. More than we've ever had in some levels. I mean, we're blessed. We're blessed as a nation. But listen to the psalmist that declared, "The law of thy mouth, the word of God," verse 72, "is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver." We've got to appreciate the values of the Word of God. I'm glad we have the Word of God, aren't you? Amen. I'm glad we can get into the Word of the Lord. So I want to encourage you this year, dig into God's Word. Somebody, I read this week about Mortimer Adler that wrote a book entitled How to Read a Book. How to Read a Book. It wasn't just talking about the Bible, but just how to read a book. And Mortimer Adler said, really, the only time anybody really understands how to read is when they're in love and they read a love letter. He said that's really the only way people know how to read. Because if they're in love and they read a love letter, they read the words upside down, sideways. They look at the sentence structure. They look at the words that were used, maybe the words that were not used. They compare it to the last letter they wrote. They're looking for trends. They're looking for words or insinuations because they're in love. They want to know everything that author had to say to them. Amen. I'm in love. Amen. I'm in love with the God of heaven, and I want to know everything He's got to say in His Word for me. And so you and I, we've got to appreciate the value of God's Word. Amen. Think about it, friend. Amen. A lot of folks read God's Word 2, 3, 5 minutes a day. They just gloss over it, and they wonder why their mind is besieged, and they've got all of this stuff in their life. I'm going to tell you, the most powerful thing you can do is pray and read God's Word. I want to stress to you the importance. You want a better marriage? Read God's Word. You want to be a better parent? Read God's Word. I want to be a better preacher? I got to stay in the Word of the Lord. How many going to purpose in your mind, your heart today? We're going to read God's Word. We're going to study God's Word. We want to know the values of the Word of God. Number two, not only do we appreciate the values, but we have to, and here's where we struggle sometimes. We have to assimilate. We've got to receive. We've got to obtain the vitality of God's Word. We've got to assimilate. And by that I mean receive it. We've got to receive it. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter number 4, the Word of God is alive. It is living. John chapter number 6 said the words of Jesus when He spoke, they were spirit and they were life. This is not a dead book. This is not a history book like we sit on the shelf and read about the wars of yesterday. It's a living book. It's a powerful book. It's a book that'll set your soul on fire. It's a book that'll cleanse your mind. It's a book that'll stir you and cause you to be more in love with Jesus. Sometimes we just sit it out on the shelf. We don't do a whole lot with it. I read the other day about a young man that was going to seminary. And his dad sat him down. And he said, "Son, don't let those liberal theologians cause you to doubt God's word. Don't let them cut the miracles of the Bible out of your Bible. Don't lose faith in God's word." His son went on to the city and graduated from the seminary. And he come back and he had warned his son. He said, "Don't let them take Jonah out of the Bible. Don't let them do it, son. Believe in Jonah and the whale." The boy graduates seminary and he comes back home. And he's talking to his dad. And his dad said, "Son, do you still believe in the miracles?" He said, "Yeah, Dad, they didn't convince me. If anything, I believe them more than ever." He said, "Do you still believe in Jonah and the whale?" He said, "Dad, that's not even in your Bible." He said, "Oh, son, I knew it. I knew it. I knew they was going to cause you to lose out faith in God's word." He said, "No, Dad, I cut those pages out of your Bible before I went to seminary. So, Dad, that lets me know you're not even reading the Bible. So what's the difference in just neglecting the Bible or rejecting the Bible? There's a lot of us that would never reject the Bible, but we just neglect it. We never read it. I want to invite you today, amen, to a deeper walk with God. Let's get in God's word. Let's study God's word. Let's consume God's word. I want to know, thus saith the word of the Lord." I've given this to you before, but this is the way to study the Bible. Let me give you a few questions. When you're reading the Bible, Adrian Rogers said this years ago. He said, "Is there a promise to claim?" When you're reading the Bible, is there a promise to claim? Is there a lesson to learn? Is there a blessing to enjoy? Is there a command to obey? And is there a sin to avoid? Ask yourself those questions. Is there a promise to claim? Is there a lesson to learn? Is there a blessing to enjoy? Is there a command to obey? Is there a sin to avoid? We need to appreciate the values. We need to assimilate the vitality. We need it to make us alive. And then we need to appropriate. We need to put the values of God's word into our lives. Here's what I want you to know. Newsflash. God's word will work. I said, God's word will work. You want the best year you've ever had? Get in God's word. You want to be the best disciple you can be? Get in God's word. Study God's word. Consume God's word. Understand God's word. And then proclaim God's word. Let this world know we have found the answer. We have found the truth. We know, thus saith the word of the Lord. Go with me back to my text. And I want you to think about all of the cultural struggles we have. Think about all of the cultural compromise we have. Think about all the problems we have in America with immorality and the breakdown of family and all of the divorce that is rampant and pornography. I want you to think about all of that we have. Go back to my text. Verse 1. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. God's word will work. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. God's word will work. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Somebody shouted, God's word will work. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. I said, God's word will work. Look at verse number 6. Then Shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments? I said, God's word will work. Amen. I said, God's word will work. Amen. God, give us your word. Amen. Hide it in our hearts. Give us that lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Let me hide thy words and I might not sin against God. Amen. Would you stand with me right now? Let's just lift our hand toward heaven and let's say, God, I want to get in your word this year. Lord, I want to study your word this year. I want to have a love for the word of God this year. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. Glory. Before we come to this altar, amen. If you've got a writing pen, amen. Maybe you just open up to the first page that says my goals for 2018 and say, I'm going to follow this reading calendar and I'm going to read the Bible through this year. Maybe when we come to the altar today, why don't you do that? And purpose in your heart. And right now, I want you to set aside what works best for you. Do you have some time in the morning? Can you get up a little earlier? Can you set your alarm clock 30 minutes earlier and start your Bible reading and start praying? Can you work? Do you have a long lunch break? Or do you work third shift and you get off and you got to go? And so late in the afternoon, when's the best time? When's the best time? Lock it down right now. Because I promise you, as soon as you walk out those doors, the devil's going to stop you. The devil's going to try to get you busy. He's going to try to get you a little hindered. And before you know it, it's going to be Wednesday. And you're like, oh, I got to get caught up. I got to get caught up. So right now, what's best for you? What works best? What works best? Father, I thank you for our congregation. I thank you for the Spirit of the Lord. I realize it's a little different this morning, God. But I believe we're sowing seed right now that we're going to see fruit all year long, all year long. I believe there's going to be better husbands, better wives, better families, better disciples of God. I believe we're going to be more fervent about souls. We're going to be better givers. We're going to be better worshipers. We're going to be better leadership. We're going to be better choir members. Hallelujah. If we can give the Word of God inside of us, oh, hallelujah, we'll be transformed. Hallelujah. Amen. Church, can we gather in this morning? Let's just come and begin to purpose in our heart right now to dedicate this year to the Lord.